listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A mostly sunny morning for Mackay and the Witt Sundays, with a top temp of 31 degrees for both Mackay and Airlie Beach. Making the news today, Wednesday the 29th of March, how we can fix the rental housing crisis, update on baby Amity who swallowed a button battery, and local community being urged to take the flu vaccine. The state's peak real estate body says a limit of one price increase a year won't solve Mackay and the Witt Sunday's rental crisis, but it will weed out landlords doing the wrong thing. It's one of the changes being made by the state government amid the tight rental market and increasing cost of living. Data from Domain shows median rent in Mackay has gone up $30 a week in the last year and the Witt Sunday's $60 a week in the last year. The Real Estate Institute of Queensland's Dean Milton says he wants to see incentives for investors to increase local vacancy rates, saying that's the real problem.
We don't really see this as being a solution. We see this, the problem is the question of supply rather than the number of time rent increases in a year.
2 weeks after baby Amity from Mackay was in an induced coma after swallowing a button battery, she is now on the road to recovery. The one-year-old was flown to Queensland Children's Hospital in Brisbane after suffering acid burns from a battery which was lodged in her throat. Amity's mum Gemma told 7 News that she can eat and drink with some difficulty.
She's still got a little bit of ulcer and scarring and burn in her throat.
They will find out next week if more surgery is needed and a review is underway for her initial treatment at Mackay Base Hospital. The Pharmacy Guild is concerned an unusually hot start to autumn will deter locals from getting their flu vaccine. Mackay Hospital and Health Service has already recorded 41 cases in the past week. Queensland President Chris Owen says we're typically prompted to roll up our sleeves when temperatures start to dip. He says vaccines are available now and from this week for those eligible for a free jab under the National Immunisation Programme.
But it is important that you get a little bit ahead of the cold weather. To make sure those antibodies upregulate before you actually get to the time when you need it.
The Coalition claims a new emissions cap on coal and gas emissions will hurt the engine room of our country. Dawson MP Andrew Wilcox says local jobs are at risk, saying the government has basically introduced a new carbon tax.
When they talk about job security, the only job security is going to be is when all the industry is driven offshore. This is very bad.
The Prime Minister says discussions have been held with the manufacturing and gas industry and the changes won't kill investment. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Mackay Cutters are being told to bring their A game with the Q Cup talent pool widening this weekend. Coach Michael Comerford says he's looking forward to the option of bringing up players from the local league and junior QRL comps as they ramp up. It's as the Cutters prepare to host the CU Capras this Saturday. And local swimmers will be among those hoping to score some medals as Mackay hosts the Masters Swimming Long Course Championships from tomorrow. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Witt Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.